The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله Welcome back to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Very beautiful program, and Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, faith enlightening program, so much to be learned from, and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to be talking about some beautiful personalities today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and you'll be amazed what these personalities are like, and Alhamdulillah, what blessing and benefits we can learn from their beautiful life and their beautiful seerah. Now, as you know, Alhamdulillah, in this program, we always talk about a personality so that we can better our lives, we can make our lives better and prosperous as well. And hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that's what the main aim of the program is, so that we can learn from these pious people. If you remember, the scholars, they mentioned that talking about the pious people, the doing the zikr of the pious people, it is a means of rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Alhamdulillah, whenever we talk about the pious people, mercy will be showering upon us. As you know, every day, Alhamdulillah, whenever we start the program, we always start with a package. Let's start our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once walking through a street in Medina when he came across a young man hiding a bottle beneath his clothes. "Oh young man," he asked, "what are you hiding there?" There was alcohol in the bottle, but the young man could not bring himself to mention that. He made dua within his heart. "Oh Allah, do not embarrass me in front of him. Veil my mistake from him. I repent to you and I will never drink alcohol again." After this, the young man said, "Oh leader of the believers, I am holding a bottle of vinegar." When our master Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked to see the bottle and looked inside, he found vinegar therein. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us think. When a person repented to Allah sincerely out of fear of another person, Allah caused his alcohol to become vinegar. Likewise, if a sinner feels remorse over his sins and repents, then Allah can change the alcohol of disobedience to the vinegar of obedience. We also learn that it is possible to repent in one's heart without even moving the tongue. It is stated in a blessed hadith. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "An-nadamu tawbatun." That is, remorse is repentance. Furthermore, we also come to know from this entire incident that it is not necessary to raise our hands when making dua. Whilst lying down, sitting or walking, dua can be made silently. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, I was just trying to sip my tea there, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're back on air again. So very beautiful package that we've learned today as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about the beautiful daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As we know that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had four beautiful daughters. So as we know, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Fatima to Zahra Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha. MashaAllah, these were the four beautiful daughters of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, as you may understand, daughters are very, very important part of our lives. And as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had four beautiful daughters, it just goes to show you how lucky those people are that have daughters. You know, in the pagan time before the advent of Islam, Ma'azallah, what people used to do, they used to bury their daughters alive. And there was one incident when a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "O Prophet of Allah, I wish to talk about something." And he keeps bugging me all the time. "I can't get to sleep. I can't eat, Ya Rasulullah. Every time that I think about this, Ya Rasulullah, I get so uneasy." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fine, what is it that you want to talk about? What is it that you want to say?" And he goes, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before I did not accept Islam, I had a very beautiful daughter. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day when I was at work, all this thought came into my mind that people are making fun of me. Now today I'm going to go and I'm going to get rid of my daughter." Because Ma'azallah, people at that time, they thought that daughters, Ma'azallah, were a burden upon them. They were like a bad luck for them. So this person, he says that, "I went home and I told my wife to put her clothes on, jewelry on. And I picked up my daughter. And on the way, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my daughter would talk to me. She would play about with me. And then I started to dig a grave. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my daughter thought that I was playing with her as I was digging the grave. And then I picked her up and I put her inside the grave. And I put mitti on her. I put the sand and soil on her until it came to her neck. Now she realized that my dad is going to bury me alive." And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was crying. She was begging me not to do anything. But O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I buried her and I went away from that graveyard. Now this was the pagan time. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when Islam came, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed this world, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed all of these tactics of the pagan era. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal gave the rank to a daughter, to a mother, to a wife, the ranks that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal Islam has given us. Now today we are going to be talking about the beautiful daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who were they? I've told you the names of the four daughters, but just a brief description about some of the daughters, inshallah, we'll talk about. And then the main idea is what we can learn from their lives, what we can learn from their stories. And inshallah, hopefully when we get to the end of the program, inshallah, there should be something that we have learned as well. But before we do anything and I go towards my topic, let's listen to a beautiful kalam. And after that kalam, inshallah, we're going to come back and we will, inshallah, so we'll talk about our main topic for today. So let's listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
ڈوبتوں کا یا نبی کہتے ہی بیڑا پار تھا ڈوبتوں کا یا نبی کہتے ہی بیڑا پار تھا ڈوبتوں کا یا نبی کہتے ہی بیڑا پار تھا
غم کنارے ہو گئے پیدا کنارا ہو گیا غم کنارے ہو گئے پیدا کنارا ہو گیا
جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے ماں پارے بنے تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے ماں پارے بنے تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے ماں پارے بنے
تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد پارا ہو گیا تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد پارا ہو گیا
جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز وجل beautiful kalam and a beautiful rhythm to that kalam as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching yesterday, today and tomorrow from our Bradford studio. Today the topic that I've chosen is daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to talk to, as I mentioned, there are four beautiful daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll see how many we can talk about, because each daughter just seriously needs a separate program to talk about, many hours regarding that. But inshallah, let's see what we can cover today. We're going to be starting off with the eldest daughter of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her name was Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was born in Makkatul Mukarrama 10 years before the declaration of prophethood. I just want to mention this as well regarding the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah. It's not that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a prophet at the age of 40. He announced his prophethood at the age of 40. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked the question that, "O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when did you become a prophet?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was between mud and water, yani he wasn't even created, I was then a prophet of Allah azza wa jal. So every prophet, remember, is born a prophet. At the time, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 30 years old. Remember that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam married Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha at the age of 25. And Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha was 40 years old. She was 15 years older than the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So now he says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 30 years old, so she was born 5 years after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam got married. And it says, on the occasion of the migration to Medina, she had to face serious troubles, but she showed patience. So, you know, when we talk about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they struggled as well. You know, they went through a very tough time, especially at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood. How the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam struggled, and how his family struggled as well. And his daughters, they were also struggling because of what the people of Makkah were doing to them as well. Why was she given the name Zainab? Subhanallah, beautiful explanation. It is stated in Lisanul Arab, the Arab tongue, it says that a beautiful and fragrant plant is called Zainab. In relation to this, women are also named Zainab. So a beautiful plant is called Zainab. That is why, because she was very beautiful and she was also called Zainab as well. And the blessed name of the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very beautiful. Here another thing that we need to understand is sometimes when we have daughters or even sons, where do we look for names? You know, ma'azallah, we look here, there, you know, look at actors and singers and all these kind of people. And sometimes the name that is given to the children is ajeeb. You know, it's unusual that the children will have these names. If you have a daughter, Allah's blessed you with a daughter, with a granddaughter, with a son or a grandson, name them according to the Ahlul Bayt, to the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, to the prophets of Allah, and inshallah you'll see the blessings as well. There are people who give their daughters such names for which they are greatly praised in their community for some time, or they give their daughters very different names which are meaningless or even had bad meanings. Ma'azallah, there's a girl that I know, and she was, I'm not going to tell you the name because maybe people will know her as well. And she was given a name, and the meaning of that name was idol. How can you call your daughter idol, but? So we never should call our sons or daughters with any bad names. Make sure that you research and the beautiful names of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Sahabiyat, and for the sons, the Sahaba, the Awliya Allah. Beautiful name, hundreds and hundreds of beautiful names that we can choose from. Now, because we're on this topic of giving names, let me just mention a few things that Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned. He says that it is better to name your child after the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, the tabi'in, the pious people, the awliya Allah. It is hoped that its blessing will remain with the child. And I can remember a child in my class, a very naughty boy, very naughty. But what happened is he had a beautiful name. His name was Adam. And what happened, mashallah, when he left the madrasa, he was one of the best students that I had. Why? Because I sat him down and I said, "Look, putar, your name is Adam. Who is Adam? He's the Prophet of Allah, the first man. And you got such a beautiful name. Look at the things that you are doing." And that person changed. That's why the scholars, they mention If you can name your children after the pious people, then inshallah as well, they will become pious as well. There are names which have neither been mentioned in the Holy Quran, nor in the Blessed Ahadith, and nor are they common among Muslims. It is better not to give your child such a name, because Islamic scholars have different opinions on such names. You know, we want to have a unique name. Oh, I want my son to have this name. I want my daughter to have this name. It's a unique name. Yes, alhamdulillah, you know, the uniqueness is beautiful. You know, have a name of that. Lekin, do not call your sons or your daughters with such names that do not have a meaning. It is advisable to replace bad names with good ones. It is stated in the Blessed Hadith, on the Judgment Day, you will be called by your names and your father's names. Therefore, give good names to your children. So therefore, on the Day of Judgment, you'll be called with your name and your father's name. So make sure that, you know, you give your children good names. And especially, astaghfirullah, you know, those people that have nicknames for themselves, you know, they have nicknames for themselves. Try not to have these, I'm not going to mention any one of them, but try to not have nicknames that are, you know, not Islamic as well. A blessed companion, Sayyiduna Munib Azdi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said, before embracing Islam, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, oh people, say La ilaha illallah and succeed. Instead of pondering over the clear and truthful message and achieving salvation from hell after embracing Islam, people were treating him cruelly, ma'azallah. Some people were throwing stones at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people were throwing dust at him. Some people were calling in names. These things continued until the afternoon. Then a woman carrying a big bowl of water came to him and helped him wash his blessed face. When I asked the people present there who this woman was, they said, she is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eldest daughter, Zainab. Now, can you imagine Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, how she went to help her father. And, you know, what, you know, in the minds of this beautiful girl, what was in her mind when she saw her father, you know, being mimicked by these people? But subhanallah, look at the sabr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the patience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that without it retaliating, even though he could have made one dua against these people, they would always all be perished. But subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. The same kind of story has been narrated by Sayyidina Haris bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It also includes that when people did the distressed Sayyida Zainab came crying with a big bowl of water and a handkerchief, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the bowl, drank water and made wuzu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed head and saw her and said, O daughter, do not fear that your father will be overpowered and disgraced. Subhanallah. You know, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, because she was the eldest daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was playing her roles in neki ki da'wat as well, mashallah. And to be honest with you, when it comes to serving Islam, when it comes to spreading the message of Islam, you will definitely go through many problems, many calamities, many issues. But what we need to do is we need to be steadfast. You know, even nowadays, you go out to give neki ki da'wat, people make fun of you. People will call you a Maulvi sahab. People, you know, if it's an Islamic sister, people will say, look at them, they're backwards, they're doing the parda, they've got the beards, ma'azallah, they've got the imama sharif. And you know, these people are uneducated people. They might be educated in the dunya, whatever titles they have, but if they're not educated in the deen, they're uneducated. And astaghfirullah, such people will talk about the ulama-i kiram, the ulama ahle sunnah, they'll mimic them, they'll make fun of them. But these people don't understand that these are the people that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran. Innama yakhshallaha min ibadihi al-ulama. Allah mentions the ulama many, many verses inside the Holy Quran. And it is mentioned the beautiful character of Sayyida Zainab that when the disbelievers hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and caused him pain, she was privileged to console and look after her blessed father, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a parable that those Islamic sisters who hurt the feelings of their parents should learn a lesson. Such Islamic sisters neither help their mothers in household chores, nor do they look after them. You know, again, brothers as well, if you got my mother at home, you've got your wife, you've got your daughters, you don't look after them, you don't take care of them, then what you are doing, you are going against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, your parents are, you know, there's so many virtues and blessings of parents. That's another topic. But because we're talking about parents, I'll mention a couple of hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, mother and father are your paradise and hell. If you keep them pleased, you will get paradise. And if you keep them displeased, you will be deserving the fire of hell. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, to the person who asked for advice about going for fighting in the cause of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, consider it mandatory for yourself to look after them, yani your parents, as paradise lies under their feet. So if you have parents, enjoy life with them, look after them, take care of them, make dua for them, help them, make their food for them, feed them, take them out, you know, hire a brand new car, not for your friends, for your parents, put them, you know, let them drive about in the car. I'm just giving you some examples. You don't have to do that. But, you know, nowadays what happens, we hire cars, you know, especially on weddings, massive cars, we pay thousands of pounds on them. And who sits in them? Mother and father don't sit there. Mama, you sit in the back car. Your car, yours is that one. Yeah, this is for my friends. This is for my, you know, my wife to be. Fine. But your parents should be in that car as well. That's what beautiful Islam is. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, may that person be disgraced with whom his parents grew old and his parents did not make him enter paradise. Yani he did not take care of his parents. And his parents grew old and he did not take care of them. And in that way, he could not earn himself paradise. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one night when I was asleep, I found myself in paradise. Over there, I heard the voice of a Qari, the one reciting the Quran. I asked, who is he? The angel said, this is Harisa bin Nu'man. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reward of doing good to your parents. That is the reward for doing good to your parents. The narrator has said, Sayyidina Harisa used to treat his mother with immense goodness. Subhanallah. Look at the reward Allah Azza wa Jal gave Sayyidina Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. That one, he was reading the Quran in paradise. And number two, he was in paradise. Subhanallah. That's what you call success. Success is not that you have a big business, you drive a big car, you have a big house, you got loads of money in your bank, people respect you, you got loads of followers on social media, people want to have an autograph of you. That's not that success. Success is that you die as a Muslim. The scholars, they mention that success is that you leave this world with iman. That is what true success is. And he's also saying that Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came crying. And her intensity, her love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also shows to you that how much she loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she could not bear to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any unhappy situation, and she came running to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. It is the event that took place before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he declared his prophethood, one day Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha requested him to perform the nikah of her daughter Zainab to Sayyidina Abu al-As bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not use to refuse her, and therefore at her request, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the nikah of both of them. Sayyidina Abu al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the few rich and honest traders of Makkah. He was the nephew of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the son of her sister Hala bint Khuwailid. Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha would treat him like a son. He was sincere and obedient to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. So therefore, whenever you find a good match, a good rishta for your daughters, get them married off. You know, astaghfirullah, I've heard of, you know, parents not getting their daughters married off. Oh, she's going to finish her degree. She's 26, she's 30, 35, 36, even 40 years old. Oh, she's working at the moment. She's not, you know, when they are baligha, or when your sons become baligh, get them married off because it is a fitna. Astaghfirullah, and we need to save our children from the fitna. After the Battle of Badr, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha migrated. What happened was that Abul As bin Rabi, who had not embraced faith until that time, fought for the polytheists against the Muslims in the Battle of Badr and was taken as a prisoner to Medina Munawwara. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam released him without any ransom as a favor and made him swear that he would all allow Sayyidah Zainab to migrate to Medina after reaching Makkah. Abul As fulfilled his promise and Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha now migrate, and he helped her to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, when you talk about the migration, as you know, it wasn't an easy process. You know, there was enemies waiting for these Muslims, and in, you know, one by one, in batches, in small groups, at night, you know, the Muslims were slowly migrating towards Medina. Very difficult. Many of the Sahaba Ikram, you know, they found it very, very difficult because enemies were after them. Some of them were even killed during this migration. It was a very difficult time for the Muslims. Yet, subhanAllah, we see that the Muslims of Makkah, how they migrated in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had homes, they had businesses, they had families. You know, they had everything in Makkah, but they left everything for the sake of Islam and in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In return, ask yourself a question. I ask myself a question. What have I done for Islam? Maine Islam ke liye kya kiya? All we do is really talk about this should have happened, that should have happened. Well, what's happening in the world is not right. This is against the Muslims, that's against the Muslims. As a Muslim, what are we doing to change our situation? You know, have we read the Quran? Have we read our five times Salah? Have we read Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we haven't, then there's no point just chatting about the situation, just talking about the situation. Be part of that as well. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, when the wife embraces Islam and the husband remains a disbeliever and one of them migrates and reaches an Islamic country, the nikah is invalidated. He has further said the nikah was invalidated due to the migration of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to Medina. But later on, due to the earlier nikah, the nikah with Sayyidatuna Abul As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was renewed. So that's a Shari ruling there as well. The Grand Mufti Rahmatullah Alayhi further, he says, at that time the nikah of a believing woman was permissible with a disbelieving man. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Zainab, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remained in the nikah of Abul As, although she was a believer and Abul As was a disbeliever. Later on, this ruling was abrogated. Now, a believing woman can neither have nikah with a disbelieving man nor remain in his nikah. That's a very, very important ruling here. Allama Zurqani rahmatullah alayhi has said, Islamic scholars have explained that a Muslim woman's nikah with a disbeliever being haram was revealed in the following blessed verses after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah on the 6th of Hijrah. وَلَا تَنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not marry polytheist women until they become Muslims. Similarly, it is narrated in Suratul Mumtahina, La hunna hillul lahum wa lahum yahilluna lahun. These women are not lawful for them, and they, the disbelievers, are not lawful for these women. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had immense love for Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, naturally, you know, if it's your first child, you will love her. Or if it's your last child, you will love them as well. And naturally, if it's girls, you know, daughters, you love them the most anyway. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved his daughters. He behaved towards them affectionately and treated them with mercifully. One beautiful narration, it says, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when the people of Makkah sent a ransom in order to get the prisoners of the Battle of Badr released, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sent things as the ransom for Abul As bin Rabi. It also had the necklace that her mother, Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra, had given her in her dowry. Having seen the necklace, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very emotional. Therefore, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blessed companions, if you suggest the prisoner who is a relative of Zainab can be released and her things can be returned to her. The blessed companions consented, and Abul As bin Rabi رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was released without a ransom as a favor. Subhanallah. So she was giving her necklace that her mother gave to her for the ransom of her husband. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba ikram. He didn't need to ask them. And nor would the Sahaba ikram ever think of saying no to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that just shows to you how humble our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. It's narrated in Mirkat, Sharah Mishkat. Having seen the necklace, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recalled his respected wife, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Furthermore, thinking about the poverty and helplessness of Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he became very emotional. With the intention to migrate, when Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha left Makkah on a camel, the disbelievers blocked her way. A cruel disbeliever hit her with a spear and made her fall from the camel, due to which she had a miscarriage. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was greatly aggrieved by this incident. Talking about her virtues, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Among my daughters, she is superior in terms of the fact that she suffered such a huge trouble while migrating towards me." Subhanallah. Look at the problems that these people faced, but subhanallah, they never said why. They never said why me. They never said, you know, Ya Allah, why are you persecuting the Muslims? They all had sabr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had great love for the daughter of Zainab, Sayyidatuna Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was the granddaughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, King Najashi sent the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam some gifts of jewelry, which also contained an Abyssinian gem ring. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched the ring with a stick or his beloved finger and then called the beloved daughter of his elder daughter, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and maternal granddaughter, Sayyidatuna Umama, and said, "Daughter, you wear it." So he had so much love for his granddaughter that when this ring came, he called Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha and said to her, "Bring your daughter Umama," and gave the ring to her. Subhanallah. Once someone gave the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a gold necklace, seeing the beauty of which all the blessed wives became surprised. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I will give this necklace to the one whom I love very much amongst my family members." At that time, Sayyidatuna Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anha was playing with clay on one side of the home. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her and made her wear the necklace with his blessed hands. Further, there was something attached to her eye, which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped with his blessed hands. According to a narration, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself went to her and made her wear the necklace. So that shows you how much love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for the children of Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. MashaAllah, what a beautiful story. Subhanallah. Let's go towards another package for today, inshallah, azza wa jal. And this package, inshallah, we're going to be learning about the smiling is charity. So let's go towards this package, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, did you know that a small act of smiling is considered rewardable? Yes, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a beautiful hadith, the summary of which is that when you meet with your brothers in faith, then smile, as this is charity for you. And calling towards righteousness and forbidding evil is also charity. Even the smallest of your smile could win over the heart of someone. When you smile at someone, it could bring about a positive change in someone's life, in someone's heart. So let us spread this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by smiling when we meet with our brothers, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, smiling is a charity and smiling attabassamu min Allah ta'ala, smiling is from Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, those people who have daughters, mashallah, kya shaan hai. If you have daughters, look at the beauty. I want to mention a couple of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding daughters. Well, not a couple, I want to mention four hadith. Number one, do not consider daughters bad, undoubtedly they are loving. You know, you looked at Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, how loving she was towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In return, you have daughters. If you have daughters, then you'll know what I mean, how loving daughters are. You know, you come back home, you're tired, and you want to eat cornflakes, whatever. You know, what do you say? Oh, get me some food to drink. And if your daughters, mashallah, even if they are young, they'll run to the kitchen, they'll make food, and they'll bring you and put you onto the table. Alhamdulillah, that's the love daughters give to their parents. Subhanallah. And he says that, yes, mothers are close to the daughters. They understand their daughters. But naturally, I heard that fathers are more closer to the daughters. The daughters love their fathers and vice versa. That doesn't mean the moms don't. Please don't get me wrong. The one who has been blessed with a daughter and he does not harm her, nor does he consider her bad, and nor does he prefer his son to his daughter, Allah will admit that person into paradise. Subhanallah. So if you have daughters, mashallah, don't give preferences to your sons, but give love to your daughters. Yeah? Sometimes people say, oh, I love my sons better. Why? Because they're going to run my business. Do you know they're going to run your business? And my sons, they're going to look after me when I get old. Do you know if they're going to look after you? I know many families who don't have sons or who have sons, but who's looking after them? The daughters, they're married, they've got their own house to run, but they'll still come and they'll still, alhamdulillah, look after their parents. The person on whom the burden of bringing up daughters falls and he treats them well, these daughters will become a shield for him against the fire of hell. Subhanallah, they'll become a shield for them. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal will protect that person from punishment because of his daughter. Hadith number four. The person who gets something for his children from the market, he is like the one giving sadaqah. So when you buy something for your children, it is as if you have given sadaqah. Thus, he should start from the daughters, because the one who pleases daughters is like the one who cries out of the Lord's fear. And the one who cries out of the Lord's fear, Allah forbids him upon hell. Subhanallah. So it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he would come back home, he would bring gifts for his family. Whatever gifts the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would bring, and he would start from the daughters. So if you have daughters and you have sons, make sure you give it to the daughters first in acting upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah. Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, he gives advice to a spiritual daughter. Advising a preaching Islamic sister through a letter, Amir al-Sunnah, he writes, "O my daughter, do not pay attention to the taunts of people. Nowadays, whoever tries to follow Sunnah, the society often gives her such poor and unfair treatment. Ah, whenever you face cruelty and oppression due to acting upon the Sunnah or the religious activities, just imagine the brutal scenes of Karbala. What was the mistake of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was this the mistake that they just wanted to achieve eminence for Islam?" So sometimes people ask, you know, what have we done to achieve this? We're trying to do something good. People don't let you do good thing. Na neki na zamarani, neki karo lo karani dene. Yeah, people talk about that. You know, you want to do something good, but people don't let you do good. Remember, this is not something new. Amir al-Sunnah, he takes our focus to the battlefield of Karbala. What did Imam Hussein do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to hold the flag of Islam high. What did the Sahaba-i-Kiram, what did the Ahlul Bayt, what did they do wrong? Nothing. They did nothing wrong. But what was the reason? The reason was to give the elevation to Islam. And whoever works for Islam, whoever works for the cause of Islam, Allah will test that person. Don't think that, you know, you are pious, you offer your salah, you read the Quran, you read this Durood-e Paak, you do astaghfirullah, you do good things, you live like a good life. But why am I being tested? You are being tested. Why? Because Allah loves you. Whenever you are being tested, remember, Allah loves you. That's why He tests you. And then Amir al-Sunnah, he writes about the battlefield of Karbala, that, you know, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were martyred in the battle of Karbala, you know, what was their fault? So again, never ever assume that, you know, never complain in the court of Allah that why me. Sayyiduna Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, sent a message to him. My son is about to breathe his last. Please come quickly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy with an important piece of work. So he sent salam in reply and advising her to be patient. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly that belongs to Allah. Whatever He has taken back and whatever He has given, and everything has a fixed period in His court. Thus you should have patience and hope for reward. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sent a message again and made an emotional request to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come, demanding earnestly. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the blessed companions. The child who was taking his last breath was brought to him. Having seen the child, tears welled up in the blessed eyes. Sayyidatuna Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is this? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, this is the mercy which Allah Almighty has put into the hearts of His bondsmen, and Allah Almighty has mercy on those who show mercy. Allah shows mercy to those who show mercy. If you don't show mercy, Allah will not show you mercy. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُ لَا يُرْحَمُ. Those who don't have mercy don't deserve mercy, especially with your children. Be kind to them, be gentle with them. And sometimes, you know, this time that you are spending with your children, make this time a very, very important time. Because when they get old, they move out to their homes, they'll get married. That's when you start to realize that, where's all my family gone? You know, everyone's gone to their own homes. Allahu Akbar. Islamic scholars have formed a consensus that Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had two children, a daughter named Umama and a son named Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha lived even after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he physically passed away from this world. After the demise of Sayyiduna Fatima to Zahra, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu married her. In his childhood, when he reached near puberty, he passed away. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On the day of the conquest of Makkah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had him on his ride. In the above mentioned parable, the child whose terminal illness was being mentioned was perhaps Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi al-As. Regarding this narration, Allama Mufti Muhammad Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, it was the son whose name was Ali, not Sayyidatuna Umama, the daughter of Zainab, because Sayyidatuna Umama lived even after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha migrated in the way of Almighty Allah. During this migration, it even became the cause of her demise. Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, she continued to suffer constantly from the pain of the injury she had received during the migration. She passed away due to it. Therefore, the blessed companions called her a martyr. She radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away at the beginning of the 8th Hijri. According to an estimation, she was 31 years old at that time. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to know about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These great personalities, Just like today, alhamdulillah, we learnt about Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was born, what she did for Islam, how much love she had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In return, the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for her and for her children, you know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give her daughter gifts. Subhanallah, it's amazing. But do we talk about these personalities? Sadly, today we talk about many other people, but we don't talk about the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please, inshallah, azza wa jal, keep your children and make them watch the episodes of Madani channel so that they can learn as well. Take care of yourself. Inshallah, I'll probably see you next week. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The special favor of Allah, Awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Awliya Allah.